Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. We're going to do a bunch of different things today, but before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen. Follow those directions and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil and let's write our names at the top of our paper. Remember to write neatly. I will too. And then you can put your pencil down because you know we're gonna color first. Whoa, look at this picture. There's a lot going on in this picture. There's a scarecrow sitting in a yard. It looks like a friendly scarecrow, doesn't it? I don't know if he's gonna scare any crows. Nope, look. See the crows? Crows. Let's color the crows black. If you don't have your black crayon, go ahead and use your pencil. So we have how many crows are up there? Let's start coloring them. Yep, two crows. He's not scaring anything. One big one and one little one. One and one make two. Crows. Crows. Crows begins with what letter, Sam? What do you hear? It's either a C or a K. It's the letter C. I'm going to give them some yellow beaks real quick. You can too. Okay, put down your crayons. Let's look at something. Well, let's look at the scarecrow because he's not really scaring anybody. He's friendly. Let's give him some green gloves. Any kind of green. He's wearing some gloves. Maybe they're for gardening. All of the words I just said have the same beginning sound. Gloves. Green and gardening. What's the beginning sound in all of those words? Glove, green, gardening. Yes, the letter G. Is that the same as crow, the beginning sound in crow? No. Gloves, gardening, and green do not start the same as crow. Put down your green crayon in 3, 2, one, let's give this scarecrow an orange shirt. Even the little collar thing that's hanging out. I don't know what's that below his chin or below his face, but we'll color that orange as well. We're going to make him colorful because you know when you stuff up a scarecrow, you're using all your old stuff. It doesn't have to match. Okay, so he's going to have an orange shirt. This is where you got to follow directions because even if you wanted him to have a yellow shirt, we're giving him an orange one. All right, I'm almost finished. Are you coloring neatly? I'm coloring very neatly. I want it to look good. All right, put down your orange crayon in 3, 2, 1. Let's give him a brown hat. A brown hat. Got it? What's the beginning sound in brown? B. What's the beginning sound in hat? H. Yep, we practiced that one on another Listen and Learn earlier this time. Okay, so he has a brown hat. And then what's sticking out underneath his hat? What is that? Yes, it's hey. Let's color it yellow. Color the hey, yellow. Do hey and hat begin with the same beginning sound? Yes. Yes, they do. Color all of that yellow. All that hay sticking out underneath his hat. Do your best. I know it's kind of hard to get those little itty bitty pieces, but you're just going to do your best. All right, put down that yellow crayon in 3, 2, 1. Let's color his face a light brown color. Go ahead and color his face, even his nose, a light brown color. Don't color like you're angry. Color nice and light and happy. Nice and light and happy. Okay, put down all your crayons in 3, 2, 1. Let's give him some blue pants. Some blue pants. I found my light blue, so I'm just going to use my light blue crayon. My green blue. Which is fine. It's fine. These are old clothes for the scarecrow. And this scarecrow's not scaring anybody. Can't scare me. Can't scare me. You can't scare me because I'm not a crow. Are you a crow? Will it scare you? No. Okay. So he's got on some blue pants. Okay. What color are his gloves again? Green, and his shirt, orange. All right, are you ready for these shoes? Let's give him some brown shoes. We'll have it match the hat. Give him some brown shoes, some clodhoppers. Have you ever heard that before? The shoes are clodhoppers. Okay, almost done. This was easy to color because this scarecrow's big, but he can't scare me. Take 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Boys and girls, there is something in our picture that begins the same way as glove, garden, and green. Do you know what it is? Gate. Do you see the gate? Let's color the gate. Let's color the door part of the gate red. Any kind of red works for me. You can do any kind of red. This is my violet red. I'll just use my violet red. Doesn't matter. We're doing the door part red. And then we'll do the posts on the side of it a different color. All right. Gate. Gate begins the same way as glove and garden and green. Okay, so there's our red door to our gate. Now, do you see the posts, the sides of the gate? They look like poles, and then there's some triangles for the hinges. Do you see that? Let's make those gray, and if you don't have a gray crayon, go ahead and use your pencil. I like that trick. I have a gray crayon this time, but if you don't, use your pencil. So these are the posts. What's the beginning sound in posts? P, the letter P. All right, put down all your crayons. Let's look at, do you see something in our picture that begins the same way as crow? Crow? Well, what about the corn stalks? Do you see the corn stalks? There's some by the scarecrow's arm, and then there's some over by the basket. Yes, those are corn stalks. We're going to color them green. If you have a light green crayon, use your light green, or maybe even your yellow. Yellow crayon would work too. Corn begins the same way as crow. Leave the bows. See the bows at the bottom of these? Leave those alone. We'll color that something different. Corn and crow begin with C. C-c-c. What about car? Does that begin the same way as corn and crow? Yes. What about cat? Yes. What about bird? No. I thought I could trick you, and I couldn't trick you. I couldn't do it. So this is corn. It's a corn stalk. We're going to leave the bows alone and we'll color them something else. So this is the green leafy part of the corn. The corn inside is what color? Yes, usually, right? It's usually yellow. Okay, 2 more seconds. 2, 1. All right. Find your purple crayon and the two corn stalks by the scarecrow's arm, color those bows purple. Just the ones over by the scarecrow's arm. Make those purple bows. What's the beginning sound in bow? B-b-bow. Yes, the letter B. Okay, purple crayons down. And then the bow over by the basket, let's make that pink. Make a pink bow over by the basket. Okay, now let's count the bows. How many purple bows are there? One, two. And how many pink bows? One. So how many is two and one? Let's count all the bows. One, two, three. Two and one make three. All right, ready? Do you see ants in our picture? I see some ants. Okay, let's color them red. We'll make them red ants. Uh-oh, red ants are not good to have around. They're not good, are they? I'm looking for my good red crayon, but you know what? I cannot find it. So I'm just, oh no, there it is. Okay, color all the ants. I'm going to color and count. One, two. I'm coloring at the same time as I'm counting. Three, four. Four red ants. What's the beginning sound in ants? Ah, ah. Yes, the letter A. A says A. Do you see something else in our picture that says A? Yes, the apples. Will you take your red crayon and color four apples red? Count and color at the same time. One, two, you pick the apples. Three, four. Okay. Let's color the rest of the apples yellow. I'm going to count them while I color them. One, two, three, four, five. So we had four red apples, and now we have five yellow apples. Let's count how many in all. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. So five yellow apples and four red apples makes nine. Let's color the basket yellow. Let's color the basket yellow. Got it? What's the beginning sound in basket? Basket and bow begin the same way. Okay, we have a yellow basket filled with red and yellow apples. All right, we have one thing left to color. What is it? Yes, the fence. Find your brown crayon and let's color the fence. Brown crayon, color the fence. What's the beginning sound in fence? F, the letter F begins the word fence. This is a big fence. Color neatly. Color the parts that you can see. Scarecrow's color covering up some of it, but that's okay. Just color the parts of the fence that you can see. No big deal. Don't get stressed out about it. Color neatly, though. Even though it's big, don't get sloppy on me. And even though some of it's hiding, don't get sloppy. All right, I'm almost finished. I'm going to give you about 4 more seconds, and then you can finish at the end. 4, 3, 2, 1. Find your pencil and scoot down to the letter C. I'm going to name the pictures for you. You circle the pictures if it begins with the letter C. Ready? Cookies. I wish I had one right now. Camera. Camera. Dolphin. Boat. Candy. Oh, yummy. Horn. All right, let's see what you circled. You should have a circle around your cookies. You should have a circle around the camera. And you should have a circle around the candy. So check one more time. Cookies, camera, candy. You should have circles around those. Let's look at the letter G. G, G. G says G. Let's do it. I'll read the pictures. You circle it if it begins with G. Lamp. Money. Girl. Gift. Penguin. Guitar. Ready? Okay, you should have a circle around the girl, the gift, and the guitar. Girl, gift, guitar all begin with the letter G. Scoot down to the letter A. Ready? A says A, like apple and ant. Here we go. I'll name them. You circle. Astronaut. Necklace. Sun, axe, alligator, ball. Ready? Let's check. You should have a circle around the astronaut, the axe, and the alligator. How did you do? Good, me too. All right, scoot down to the turtles. Let's count the spots on both turtles. Touch it with your pencil, the spots with your pencil, and count out loud with me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Write an 8 on the line. 8 spots in all. And then scoot over. Let's color inside the counters in the tin frame and count out loud. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in all. There's 5 going across. Let's make it have 8. Do you know how to do that? We have 5. Scoot down to the bottom and draw another counter in the first box. That makes 6. Draw another one. Now we have 7. Draw one more. Now we have 8. We have 5 up top and then 6, 7, 8. Write 8 on the line. Boys and girls, we did it. We did the whole thing. You rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.